USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter weather may be threatening travel for millions of Americans over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. More than a foot of snow is forecast for Colorado and Wyoming before the storms move to the upper Midwest. Marie Dodds with AAA says storms and holidays don't mix well.
Bad weather and Thanksgiving travel can be a bad situation. You know, most folks don't want to cancel their Thanksgiving trip, so we tend to see folks head out no matter what the weather.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing more sanctions. Pompeo is encouraging people in Iran to continue sending evidence of the nation's crackdown on protesters inside the country.
We've received to date nearly 20,000 messages, videos, pictures, notes of the regime's abuses through Telegram messaging services. I hope they will continue to be sent to us. We will continue to sanction Iranian officials who are responsible for these human rights abuses.
USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
European authorities say ISIS has been dealt a huge blow when it comes to its internet presence. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ISIS is literally offline, at least for now. That's according to European law enforcement after an operation to purge the internet of terrorist propaganda. Europol says it flagged more than 26,000 videos, social media accounts, and other communication channels for online service providers to delete. Authorities are now going to keep an eye on the net to see how long it takes ISIS to regain a presence. Tech companies like Google, Twitter, and Telegram cooperated with that initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Cosby is maintaining he's an innocent man. In an interview with Black Press USA, Cosby says when he comes up for parole, the board won't hear him say he has remorse. The 82-year-old also called his trial a complete sham. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Republican senator is weighing in on the fight over whether senior White House officials are immune from congressional subpoenas. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to put a temporary pause on her ruling Monday that orders former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify at the House impeachment probe.
The Speaker and the Chairman, Chairman Schiff and Speaker Pelosi, have let the American people down by basically rigging what's going on in the House. I mean, they won't let the President call witnesses. They won't let the Republicans call witnesses. They won't let them offer rebuttal testimony.
That's Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Now, the House has heard from some of the witnesses that the Republicans have requested, but most notably did not hear from former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Pancreatic cancer is in the headlines as the host of Jeopardy continues to battle the disease. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Pancreatic cancer has been front and center in the news these days, with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek battling the disease. Doctors warning not to ignore symptoms.
The symptoms most commonly associated with pancreatic cancer is weight loss, some abdominal pain, jaundice, or change in your bowel habits. Those are the common ones.
I spoke with Dr. Eyal Meiri with Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta.
Smoking is probably the number one cause, but also diet. Certainly family history of other cancers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.